we're helping local families who have become homeless or who are hungry or need help with finding employment or education, child care. We really have a whole range of services to help families who are very low income or homeless really gain all the tools they need to become self-sufficient. In a normal year, this is quite challenging, but we have lots of success stories. This year, during the pandemic, our families have been hit very hard. We have given out twice the number of groceries throughout the period and essentials that we normally do during the same period in the year. We've given out 6 times the number of diapers and wipes. So just to give you an idea, just in the last, 7.5, 8 months, we've given out over 300,000 meals, which includes groceries, but also warm meals. We've given out almost 400,000 diapers and wipes and baby products. So we are seeing tremendous need. If you drive by, you know, our headquarters, you can see in Lawrenceville that the food lines are sometimes around the building. We've opened up a third food pantry, a pop-up food pantry, where our free store usually operates in Trenton, to make the food and essentials more accessible to folks who don't feel comfortable taking public transportation to our Lawrenceville. We have 2 food pantries in Lawrenceville. So the need is incredibly dire. From day 1 or 2 of the pandemic, we were getting calls from families who are associated with home fronts already that they had lost their jobs. We have families where the kids are, you know, not able to go to school. They have to school remotely. And so, you know, both parents can't go back to work, even if they could find a new job. So it's a really difficult time. The good news is we have been helping families get back on their feet successfully for 30 years. And so we know what to do. And we have been getting lots of caring from the community, from food donations, diaper and wipe donations, financial support, people helping us volunteering virtually, sometimes in person. So we are getting through, but we're extremely worried about next year when the eviction moratorium ends and many more folks will be evicted. That could be a real crisis. One analyst in New Jersey said that in the 4 months following the lifting of the eviction moratorium, we could see, without, you know, government intervention, 300,000 evictions in 4 months.
You know, your services are so predominantly in person. What additional challenges has that made for working with people safely?
We had to reinvent, really, and reimagine each of our programs, and we have over 30 programs. So to give you an idea, tutoring has become all remote, and that's for children as well as adults. We've had to help our Joy, Hopes, and Dreams. We have a program for hundreds of children throughout the county all year long, every week. It provides tutoring, mentoring, educational enrichment, and most of that has gone online. We have families, unfortunately, who are living in motels right now because the level of need is so high in the area and a lot of landlords won't accept new tenants right now. So we are going out to see those kids and to bring food. But we, like I said, that's a new program too, going out to motels in the local area with food. Just all the in-person services, we're finding ways to either do it remotely or to do it very safely. We still have our food pantry hours, like I mentioned, and we are still helping families with housing and getting them moved in to safe places. Our art space, it's on now through mid-December. We always do an art jam, art sale. We have a therapeutic art program, and you can buy paintings from either homefront artists, so emerging artists who are getting help from homefront, or local artists who are, you know, selling their works to us or donating a percentage of the proceeds. That's in the spring in Palmer Square, but right now it's online, or you can make an appointment. Families can live at any one time. But this is a back garage that's been transformed into an art gallery and help the families in need. One point I didn't make earlier, but the families who are in need has changed a lot. We have so many new faces. I mean, you can tell by the increase in numbers of food and other assistance we're being asked for. It's not just the normal families, and they're not families you would tend to think of as folks who would generally need help. We had one man I spoke to, and he had an advertising job in New York City, you know, but his, you know, the company had to make layoffs, and he came to us for food, and he never thought of himself as someone who would need home front. This is happening repeatedly. We have so much new need in addition to the existing need that is always present.
Well, you mentioned community support. Is there anything specific that you've seen in terms of the way people have stepped up?
Absolutely. There is such a spirit of caring in our community, from individuals in the community, from congregations, from organizations like Rotary Clubs, from corporations. It's truly amazing. You know, as soon as the crisis started, individuals called us and said, how can I help? So we do have a page of ways folks can help. Big ways. Well, this week, I'm happy to be back for the third year speaking with you, because right now, an amazingly generous donor in our community from Princeton has given us a $100,000 match for this week that will end midnight on Giving Tuesday. And so any amount donation towards that will be doubled, because he's going to match every gift we get. So going to our website, which is homefrontnj.org, that's really helpful. But also we have an Amazon wish list where folks can pick one of our urgently needed items and buy it from Amazon if they don't want to come out. Folks have also dropped stuff at our dock. People have signed up through our website to volunteer virtually with tutoring. Some folks have volunteered to help with our holiday wishes drive, or some people are calling and asking if they can sponsor a child or a family to buy holiday presents for. We have many ways to help. We have an email, getinvolved@homefrontnj.org. If folks are looking to volunteer, it could be virtually, or it could be, you know, in limited cases, in person, in very safe ways.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. And you know, all the best as you head into this very critical, very busy season.
Well, I want to thank you guys so much. You have been long-term friends to Homefront. And it is so wonderful speaking with you on Giving Tuesday every year, because you're just truly so supportive. So thank you to you and all your listeners.